Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel, Le'ilui Nishmas Menachem Meir ben Naftali, and Esther Bas David.
Learning Maseches Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph. We're going to start the sugya of Kila, the sugya of Kinoifis and Aklidin, the sugya of sleeping under a canopy bed, and all the different types of canopy beds, and which is called an oil to mafsik from the sukkah. Before we start the sugya, which starts in the Afyunim and Beis, I want to say over one nekuda from the sugya right before it. The Gemara there was going on the machlikis of Rav Nachman against Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Avuna about if the noy sukkah is hung four tefachim away from the roof. Rav Nachman, even if it's more than four tefachim away from the roof, it's kasher. And Rav Chista and Rabbi Avuna held it's pasul. The Gemara cites an incident that Rav Chista and Rabbi Avuna was coming to the Beirish Kalusa, and they were sleeping by Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman put them to sleep in a sukkah, which the nice sukkah was four tefachim away, and they didn't say anything. So Rav Nachman asked them, "Will you chayzer from your halacha that you hold that if it's more than four tefachim, it's pasul?" And they told him, "No, we weren't chayzer. It's just we don't have to sleep in a kosher sukkah because we're shluchei mitzvah apatim in a sukkah. They're doing the mitzvah of lahakbal pnei reish kaila." And therefore they were parted from the sukkah. Taisa says they were parted because there was no way they could find another sukkah that would be mevatel them from the mitzvah. The Rishayim, some Rishayim hold, no, that even if they could do both, since they're being Isaac and mitzvah, they're parted in the mitzvah. That's all the sugya later in the second paragraph of Daf Chafei. Al-Kopanim, the Ritva, Shtalzach, that why did Rav Nachman put him in such a sukkah? If they held that this sukkah was puzzle, and he didn't know that they were shluchei mitzvah, or that they were chayzer, so why lechatchila did he put him in such a sukkah? And he brings a deya, a shitas rishayim, that holds that if, let's say, one rav holds that something is mutter, even though his chaver, who's also royal rav, holds it's asr, it's a machlaikis, but since he holds it's mutter, and he could be saimach on his psak for himself that he's allowed to go and eat it, he also could give it to his friend and who holds it's asr, because since lefi daitai, lefi dasa machil, it's mutter, so for him it's mutter. So he also doesn't have the issel of neivit to give it, even though lefi dasa eichel it's aser. Comes out a very big chiddush. But the Ritva argues. The Ritva says here, it was nikkur to them. They were able to see it. They were able to see clearly that the noy sukkah was muflag arba. So if they were interested, they could have mentioned to him. He told them they could sleep in the sukkah, and if they do it, they hold that it's takamut, they were chayzer, so that's fine. And if they weren't chayzer, so they themselves will know and tell him. Mashayin came to do when he doesn't know about it, the chacham ha-matir, to give it to the chacham ha-iser, when the chacham ha-iser does not know about it, that's aser. And he says that's what's a psak from his Rebbe, meaning the Ra'ah, and it means the Ra'ah from the Gemara in Chulin daf, Kuf Yud Aleph in his base, says that chas v'shalom for someone to give him a food which he doesn't hold that it's mutter. The Ramah in Yeridaya, Simon Kuf Yud Tes, Siv Zayin, passes clearly like the Ritva. The Ramah says that someone who holds that something's asur, or he has a chumrah that he was machmir, even other people that hold it's mutter, and they're not machmir, he's allowed to eat with them, because the Ramah says, Aloshin vade lechleu davish hu naig ba iser, they for sure won't give him something which he's naig iser, and the Darka Moshe, which is the Mekai for this, then he brings down that a vade, there won't be iver on lifna iver. So the Ramah clearly holds, and the Shach also brings from there that it's asur lifna iver, even though you hold its mutter, to give to somebody who holds its asur, at least without telling him. And the Gain, the Bir Agra, brings a Makar, aside from the Gemara in Chulin that the Ritva brought, and he brings another Gemara, the Gemara in Yevamis, that says that Beis Shammai was able to marry the women from Beis Hillel, even though the Beis Hillel from Beis Shammai, even though they had a Machlokes about Tzaras Erva, and there would be problems of Mamzeris Ukadaima from the different Kilis, but the Gemara says, the Maiduhu Uparshu, that whichever ones Beis Shammai didn't hold of, so the Beis Hillel would tell them that it's asur for you. Whoever ones Beis Hillel didn't hold of, Beis Shammai would say it's asur for you. So you see, there is a chiyuv to tell them you can't, even though you hold its mutter, you can't give it to someone who holds its asur without telling him. And now let's see the sugya of Yashin Tachas Kila B'Sukkah. But before we start the Gufa sugya, we'll mention there's a machleik Yushanim what exactly the psul is here. Rashi in the Mishnah says that the reason why it's possible is from the Eini Yeshiv B'sukkah, the oil mafsik b'neim. The oil, the kinoifis, the canopy, is an oil which is mafsik, and it makes it you're not considered a Yeshiv B'sukkah. And that's what Rashi also says in the second parak, Kayashin Tachas Amid the B'sukkah Yatzidechei Vasai. Rashi says the oil mafsik b'neil l'sukkah. The oil mafsik is not considered a Yeshiv B'sukkah. The Riv in the second parak says differently. The Riv says, Turgim Mishmu B'mit the Gvaya Asara. The Riv says, the cave in the Gvaya Asara Shu Shir Sukkah Nasas Kisukkah B'teich Sukkah U'fich L'yatzi Yidechei Vasai. The reason why it's possible is because it blames like a Sukkah Teich Sukkah. Blames like a Sukkah Tachas a Sukkah. The Rambam Musa says that. The Rambam in Hilcha Sukkah Parakei Aloch of Gimel Mit the Shibuseich HaSukkah M'Gvaya Asara T'vacham Yeshav Echtel L'yatzi Yidechei Vasai. Amish the same thing like the Rif. So the Baal Amar on the Rif says, "Ein lashim perusha b'zeh nachan." He says it's not correct. The kachay leima kevin shigvay asar have le'el b'fnei atzmai. Vein za'ayme b'tzel sukkah b'tzel elamita. He should say like Rashi that since it's gvay asar, it's an oil by itself. It's mafsik. He's not considered to be in the sukkah. He's considered to be under the mita. It's a mafsik. He's not. He's an oil b'fnei atzmai. That's the Baal Amar's taina. Now, I'm sure that the kasha doesn't sound so schwer. It could be the Rambam and the Rif hold that alts oil mafsik, that's not a problem. As long as you're in the sukkah, you and the oil are in the sukkah. You're not considered not in the sukkah because you're in the oil. The whole thing's called in the sukkah. It's not a problem of oil mafsik. Like the Mechamis points out, if there'd be a problem of oil mafsik, so even usually oil just has to be a tefach. The mita wouldn't have to be a sarat fachim. Obviously, it's not a problem of oil mafsik. So what is the problem? The problem is we have a gzeris akasav that you can't have a sukkah. We had before, b'sukkah is v'loy sukkah shetachas ilam v'sukkah b'teich habayis v'sukkah tachas sukkah. That from b'sukkah it tells you it can only be under one schach, it can't be under two schaches. And even if one of the schach is a pasul schach, you have this problem. That's a sukkah shetachas ilam, sukkah b'teich habayis. You have the problem of shtei schaches. Just like when the sukkah is under the ilam, or b'teich habayis, it's called shtei schaches. So who would then, when you have oil being mafsik in the sukkah, also it's called shtei schachas, and it's possible it's that. That's how you would learn the Rif and the Rambam. The Ran asks the kasha, that how could you say the problem is shtei schachas? The Ran is maskim to the Baal Amar. Rav Yishayim is maskim to the Baal Amar. The Ran says, how could you say the problem is shtei schachas? By shtei schachas is a din that has to dafke be 10 tfachim. That's what we learned before. There were 3 shittas before, but we paskin it has to be 10 tfachim. Keksher kach psula. Hashenken here, in the sugya that we're going to learn soon, it's mavura that when it's kavua, when it's kvi, then it doesn't have to be 10 tfachim, even less than 10 tfachim apostles. And this time it seems to come mamish from the sugya here, because when the Gemara said this yisoy, that kinaifa said a kvi are pasul, even if it's less than 10 tfachim, the Gemara is the kasha, resugal gabe sugya the kvi, v'amishmul kachsher kach psula. So it sounds like the Gemara is being medama the din of sukkah, tachas sukkah, to the din of an oil inside a sukkah. But then the Gemara says, Hasam du lamifsal sukkah basar, hachad l'shavi oila, batsim esar nami ava oila. It sounds like this is the shtickle, that if the pshat is that you're going to alts two sukkahs, in order to be a sukkah, it has to be asar. Now, Shenken here, you say you're not pasling because it's two schachas. You're pasling because it's an oil mafsik. As long as it's kavua, it has a shem oil. If it does not kavua, it doesn't have a shem oil less than 10. But if it's kavua, so it has a shem oil even less than 10. So then it goes to what's oil mafsik. So l'chari, you see from there that the maskana said, Gemara said, it's not two schachas. That's two schachas, Yitaka would need 10. And here, you don't need 10 when it's kavua. So in them state that the reason why is a new tam, the tam of oil mafsik, like Rashi, you're not being yeshu b'sukkah, you're being yeshu b'oil, the oil is being mafsik. So the emphasis is the Rambam himself seems not to paskin like that. The Rambam never brings down this din that when something's kavua, it could passel even if it's less than 10 tfachim. The Rif also is not very clear. Could learn the Rif that he holds that when it's kavua, even less than 10 tfachim, it passels. It's not clear in the Rif either way. The Rambam, who also says that Tam al-Sugya Gabi-Sugya, doesn't paskin that way. So maybe it is a cheshbon that Eina Chinami, this Sugya that was going to, this Braisa that was going to, that when it's kavua, even less than 10 tfachim pasels, behechich is a new din that avayel mafsik. But somehow the Rambam had a reason not to paskin like this braisa, because we paskin the time is takal shnei schachis and mel enechinami bezat toloi, that when it's kavua, even when it's kavua, if it's less than 10 tfachim, it doesn't pasel. But that wouldn't stem with how some Mishnayim learned the Rif, that the Rif holds that when it's Kavua, less than 10 Tvachim Pasels, like the Gemara says. So Kenzan, you could say, that by Sukkah, Shetach, Sukkah, it's all Kasher Eschach. So what makes it a separate Eschach? What gives it a din of a separate Eschacha? Only the fact that it's 10 Tvachim. Only the fact that it has the same Sukkah B'fnei Atzmai. That gives it a Teyrus second Eschach. Now Shein Ken here, it's not part of the Sukkah. So, it's not the pshat that it becomes a chelik of the sukkah. It has its own din. So, mele, to become an oil, stam, to become an oil, that you don't need 10 tvachim. As long as it's kavu, it's already an oil. And mele, but what's the psul? The psul is also two schachas. Why is not being mechalat between the psul of two schachas and the din of oil mafsik? It's both also two schachas. But when both schachas are kosher, kedei it should be considered a separate schach. It has to have a whole shame schach with me'atzmai. So it has to be 10 tfachim. Hashem came by oil. Since all you need is a shame oil, and that would make it a schach by itself, now you don't need 10 tfachim. Kviyas alone is good enough. That's what I would say to answer the Ran's kasha. The Ritva there in the second parak asks Vakeh from the Rat. He asks that if you're going to say it's a psul of shnei schachim, so over here, everyone's masking that you need 10. Hashem came by sukkah shetacha sukkah, there's a machlekes. Is one man, the other is a tefach, is good enough. Another man, the Yom of 4 Tvachim. There's another man, the Yom of 10 Tvachim. But here, everyone holds you need 10. So if you're going to say this din of Sukkah, Tachas Sukkah, why do you need 10? Now, the Chayah find it a little bit shver, because the Gemara is mavur that if it's a Dava Kavua, then you don't need 10. And the Gemara is also mavur that Sukkah, Gabe Sukkah, is called Kavua. Balgopanim, that's the Ritva's Kashi. It brings from there up that Kashi Mamish Vakeh from the Ran. That by if it's a Sukkah, Tachas Sukkah, why do you need 10 for? The Chayah, even if it wouldn't be 10, it should also be considered Shnei Schachet. The Ramban al-Milchamis in the second parak learns up in the Rif that he doesn't mean mamish that there's a psul of Shnei Schachet. He's just learning from the psul of Shnei Schachet, the psul over here. There's two Eifanim had to understand the Ramban. The Stipler has a shtickle on it. He says two different Eifanim had to understand the Ramban. First shtickle he says, and this the Evan Ozel on the Ramban also says the same thing, that he... Now, by Sukkah Tachas Sukkah, that it's not considered a Sukkah mitzad the Schach of the Tachtaina, that we understand, that's a Xeris Akasav of Shnei Schachim. That the Schach of the Tachtaina doesn't work, that's because it's Shnei Schachim. Because the Schach of the Tachtaina is not under the Rekiah, it's under a Schach. So that's a Dim, but Sukkah, he said the Sukkah has to be under Rekiah, for Sukkah is Tachas Ilan, or Tachas Abayas, or Tachas Sukkah, the Sukkah Tachtaina doesn't work. But the shail is tape clay down the sukkah tachtaina. I should be sitting in the sukkah aliyana. Amaisa happened to be in the sukkah aliyana, and the sukkah aliyana is only one schach. So elamai in the din of sukkah tachas sukkah state nacha yisaid, that if you're in one sukkah, even if that sukkah is in a different sukkah, you can't consider yourself in the sukkah that's above. You have to be considered only in the sukkah that's in the bottom. In that din of sukkah tachas sukkah state the yisait. The Ikka Pasuk is telling you a paslus that the sukkah tachtaina doesn't work because it's under something, it's under a sukkah aliyana. But you learn memela shamis minat the sukkah aliyana is not working, even though the sukkah aliyana is not under anything, because vayistais, you're not considered in the sukkah aliyana because the sukkah tachtaina is being mafsik. But even according to this pshat, it seems to me the Rif is mamish is saying as far as Rashi in the Balamar, he's just learning it from Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. That you see from Sukkah Tachas Sukkah, they have to be directly under the Sukkah that you're in, and not that there should be an oil being mafsik. But the Stipler says the Lashon and Ramban is mashma the other way. Lashon and Ramban is mashma a different svara. The Ramban says that the sign of Sukkah Tachas Sukkah is that the Elyon is possible for you, because it's not being metzel on you, because you have the Tzela Tachtain. So the Elyon's not doing anything for you. Since the Tachtan is still smooth with Hamas, so the Elyon's not doing anything to you. So the Elyon's considered for you Pasul Eschach. So Mel, the Elyon is staring the Tachtan from being a Sukkah. So once you see that the Schach HaElyon could stare the Tachtan from being a Sukkah, so who and then, when you're in an oil, being Mafsik, that oil stares the Schach on top of it from being a Sukkah. The Lashon and Ramban is, Kiheka the Amrach Mana Hasam, the Asi Schach Elyon Shehu Pasul. Why is the Schach Elyon puzzle? She'ena asu litzel, he means for the tachtein. The ikat zel tachtein. umavatal oil so skach tachtain, and that makes a bittel on the skach tachtain. Hachanami asa oil zeh that's on the bottom of vatal skach the sukkah. Lefiz, that's also pretty similar to the Baal Amar. He's just learning it from the din of sukkah tachas sukkah, but he's learning it from this din that just like the Elyon, he's saying that's good for the din of sukkah tachas sukkah, that the Elyon, which is considered possible for you because it's not being made on you because you have the tachtain, so that passels the skach tachtain. So within here, the oil passels the skach that's on top of it. Would that be miyushev the kasha we asked in the previous year, according to the Rivon, the Rav Yod, that holds down that any time the skach passel, it passels the skach on banim, the skach kasher on banim of it. And we ask, so Ibazai, why do you need the din of basuka? It's the sukkah tacha sukkah, of sukkah tacha sa'il and sukkah tacha sa'bayis. Anyway, the skach passel on top passels the skach on the banim. Fidher and ban, how good for they learn out this din that the skach passel on top passels the skach on the banim from the din of sukkah tacha sukkah. Upon him, however you learn the Fidher and ban, it sounds like the Iki is Saida Svar is similar to the Baal Amar, that you're not considered to be under the sukkah because the oil is being mafsik. You just learn it out from sukkah tacha sukkah. And now let's see the Gufa Sugya. The Gemara brings the two lashonos. First lashon, Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel said, Mutalishan bekila besukkah. You're allowed to sleep in a kila in a sukkah, af b'sheish l'gag, v'shein g'vay asar. The Rav was talking about a kila which has a gag. Shmuel was talking about a kila which has a gag. It's not g'vay asar, and therefore it's mutter. And the second lashon, Lishnachrina Amila, Am Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel, Mutalishan bekilas chasanim besukkah, l'fishein l'gag, af b'sheish g'vay asar. The second lashon held that a kilas chasanim is mutter, because it doesn't have a gag, even though it's g'vay asar. So the first lashon is matir a kila that has a gag if it's not g'vay asar. The second lashon is matir kilas chasanim that does not have a gag, even though it is g'vay asar. In both lashonos, the Gemara asks from the Braisa. The Braisa says that a kinaif, which has a gag, which is pasul, and a klitin, which does not have a gag, that's kasher. But that's only when it's less than asar. When it's 10 tfachim, even naklitin is possible. So on the first lashon, it's shver, because he said a kilo, which has a gag, is mutter if it's less than 10 tfachim. And here, it says that, since it says that even naklitin is asar when it's more than 10 tfachim, vice versa, the key knife is asar when it's even when it's less than 10 tfachim. So it's a kasha, the kilo that Shmuel says is mutter, has a gag, which is less than 10 tfachim, on a key knife, which is aser because it has a gag, even though it's less than 10 tfachim. And the Gemara answers, because a kinaif is kavua. Since it's kavua, so it's aser even without 10 tfachim. On the second lashon, the kash is from naklitin. The Braisa says, clearly naklitin, even though it doesn't have a gag, if it's 10 tfachim, it's aser. Why is it different than kilas chasanim, which doesn't have a gag, that Shmuel says it's mutti, even though it's 10 tfachim? And the Gemara says the same teretz of kavua. So, kumdais, when it's kavua, then, if either it has a gag, that's kinaif, even if it's less than 10 tfachim, or if it's 10 tfachim, like naklitin, even if it doesn't have a gag, then it's pasul. If it's not kavua, so there Shmuel in the first lashon said, even with a gag, but less than 10 tfachim, it's pasul. And Shmuel in the second lashon said that without a gag, even if it's 10 tfachim, it's kasher. So Kamei Rishayim, the Taisus in his second Teretz and the Rosh and other Rishayim say that Mayra Mechadu Mayra Mechadu V'loi Pligi. Shmuel's first Lashon and Shmuel's second Lashon aren't arguing at all. Shmuel's first Lashon is telling you a Chiddush whenever it's not Kavua, even with the Gag, if it's less than 10 Tfachim, it's Kasher. And Shmuel's second Lashon says when it's not Kavua, even if it's more than 10 Tfachim, if it doesn't have a Gag, it's Kasher. In other words, there are two things you need to be an oil. You need a gag, and you need 10 tfachim. If it only has one of these two things, then if it's kavua, that's a problem. Even if it only has one. Like naklitin, which doesn't have a gag, but it's more than 10 tfachim, it's a problem, because it's kavua. Or kinaif is even less than 10 tfachim, but it has a gag, it's a problem, because it's kavua. When it's not kavua, like a kila, so a regular kila with a gag, if it's less than 10 tfachim, it's not a problem. And kilas kasanim, without a gag, even 10 tfachim is not a problem. Taisa says it's sad to say that the first Lashon is only matter less than Asarat Fachim even if it does not have a gag. Now, the first Lashon disagrees with the Chiddush of the second Lashon that Kilas Chasanim, which is higher than 10 Tfachim, we mutter without a gag. The Taisa in the first Lashon would hold that anything over 10 tfachim, whether it has a gag or doesn't have a gag, that's certainly a problem. If it's less than 10 tfachim, then it depends. If it doesn't have a gag, then it's definitely mutter. And if it has a gag, so if it's kavua, then it's a problem. If it's not kavua, then it's okay. That's the first lashon. The second lashon is meisif a heter for even if it's over 10 tfachim, if it doesn't have a gag, as long as it's not kavua. But Taisus says you can't say the other way. You can't say that both the shaynis agree that without a gag it's mutter even when it's more than 10 tfachim, and the machlekes, the first and second lashon, is with the gag, that the first lashon holds that even with the gag, as long as it's not kavua, less than 10 tfachim, it's mutter. And the second lashon holds that anything with a gag, even less than 10 tfachim, even not kavua, is aser. That is that you can say. Because Shmuel says, mita asara. Shmuel says, b'yashin tachas ha-mita, you need asara. Vayis is a mita, which is not asara, is mutter. You see clearly that even with the gag, there's at least a case that doesn't have 10 tfachim, that's mutter. L'maisad Rishayinim bring that the Ritz Geis holds that way. The Ritz Geis holds that according to the second Lashon, anything with a gag, even less than 10 tfachim, is no good. And the Rosh Taka asks, so what do you do with Mita? Why is Mita okay if it's not a Sarat Tvachim? Achreinim answer, the Pnei Yeshua, the Aruch Leneris, Vasemis, the Rishash, they all say the same teretz, that Mita is less chama because L'gabah Asuya, because it's not made for the bottom, it's made dafka for the top, and that's why, even according to the way the Ritz Geis learns, the second Lashon that holds that anything with a gag, which even less than 10 tfachim is a problem, that's dafka when l'toicha asuya, not when l'gabah asuya. And they bring a raya that you could say this svara from the Rishayim, because even according to the other mahalach, that mara mechada v'lei pligi, or everyone agrees that when it's less than 10 tfachim, even with a gag, it's okay, but that's only when it's not kavua. That the Braisa says clearly by Kinaifis, that when it's kavua, it's a problem, even though it's less than 10 tfachim. So how does that shtim? The Gemara clearly makes a schilik. Kila is okay because it's not kavua. Kinaifis is a problem, even though it's less than 10 tfachim, because it's kavua. So what do you do with Mita? Mita's kavua. Mita's very kavua. So why should Mita need 10 tfachim? And the Rishayim say, because Mita is different because L'gabah Asuya, not L'teicha. So it doesn't have the chsarin of Kavua. Kavua is only a problem when it's L'gabah L'teicha Asuya. But when it's L'gabah Asuya, there's no problem of Kavua. So even though Kinaifis doesn't need 10 tfachim, Mita needs 10 tfachim, not because Mita is not Kavua, but because Mita is L'gabah Asuya. So the Rishayim say, you could say the same thing, it's for the Ritz Geis. That the Ritz Geis holds that according to the second Lashon, anything with a gag is no good, even if it's not kavua, even if it's not 10 tfachim. But Mita is different, because that's all talking about when it's l'teicha asuya, when it's made for the banim. When it's l'gabah asuya, it's not made for the banim. Even the second Lashon would hold that you would need 10 tfachim, and that's a pshat in Tirgur Shmuel, Mita Asar. That's Achreinim's teretz for the Ritz Geis. Agav, on the Rishayim's kasha, that why does Mita need asar and Mita's kavua? The Taz is very bothered with the teretz of l'gabah asuya l'teicha asuya. He says the Gemara never says a l'gabah that. When the Gemara first asked the Kasha on Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, Amut Elisha Mekila B'sukkah, the Gemara asked the Kasha for Mita, Gemara's mashman at Mita is the same as Kila. The Gemara only said the svara of l'gabah asuya, the Gemara says it later, but the Gemara had a havimina with Rabbi Bar Avunah, the Gemara had a havimina Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that a mita doesn't stay, even by Gvaya and Sarah, maybe that's dafka mita kus l'gabah asuya. But to say that the mita stays when it's Gvaya and Sarah, but not when it's less because of the Sarah of l'gabah asuya, mecha teis of such a Sarah. So the Taz says, Mikayach, that his own teretz on the Kasha, that mita is not called kavua because it's metalta from place to place. Mashenk and Kinoifis, that they're called kavua because it never leaves the bed. Now, Yerav is very bothered with that svara. He says, but the kinaifis also travels from place to place. What's the chiluk mita and kinaifis? But the Taz is apparently saying that mita, you want to make it an oil on this part of the floor. It's not always on this part of the floor. The mita you bring from one place to another place. Mashang and the kinaifis, you want to make it an oil on the mita. The kinaifis is always on the mita. That's why it's called kavua. Like we said, the Rishenim, not only the Ran that he brings, also the Ritva, the Ritva brings from his Rebbe, the Ra'ah, they all say that the Svara of Lagaba, Suya makes it, has the same Maila of that it's Leikavi. So to sum up, Shmuel has two Lishenish. One Lashon says that if even with the Gag, a Kila is good if it's not Gvaya Asara. The second Lashon says even that without a Gag, even if it's Gvaya Asara, it's Kasher. And they're both talking about kila, which is not kvi. When it's kvi, so then the Brisa says clearly that one of the two, either with the gag, even if it's not a sara, or when it's a sara, even without a gag, udash der udash pasal the sukkah. And the three pshatim in the Rishenim, if Shmuel is, each halacha is true on its own thing, that the first halacha, the first lashon of Shmuel, that without a sara, it's mutter, even if it has a gag, and the second lashon without a gag, it's mut. Even if it has a sara, they both agree with each other. Or like Taisus has it said, that everyone agrees that without a sara you need a gag, but the machlokes of the two says when you have a sara is a mutter when it doesn't have a gag. Or like the Ritz Gaius, that everyone agrees that without a gag it's mutter, even though it's a sara, but it's a machlokes, and when it has a gag is a mutter when it doesn't have a sara. Now, the Rif doesn't bring down this b'raisa b'chlal that naklitin by gvaya sara is asur. It's mashma klar from the Rif that he holds that naklitin, even when it's gvaya sara, doesn't shter and he lies asleep in the naklitin. He doesn't make any chilik. And he says, the Rif says, b'kitzur kadarka, but he says that it's totally in the sug of shipur ayolim. The Ramban is ma'irichim l'chamas to explain. And the Rif holds that this braisa that says in Aklitin, when it says sara is a problem, holds that shipuya oilim havi oil. And that's why it's totally in the sugya later we have Isis Akasa come in Srif. When you make a sukkah like a teepee, where you don't have the gag, you don't have a flat roof, you just have the slanty roof, like the Aklitin. So there's a machlaikis in the Mishnah whether it's kosher or not. And the Gemara's maskan is that it's possible because Shapur Ayel Maf Kailam Dami. And the Riv says, from here we learn out that you'll have to sleep in a Naklitin in a Sukkah. And Smashma, even when it's Kavaya Asara, Smashma, he learned up the Braisa that apostles by Naklitin is like if you hold Shapur Ayelim Kailam Dami. So Mela, a Kapanim, if it's Asara, so then it passes because it blibes an Ayel Mafsik. Mashayeng, we hold Shapur Ayelim Maf Kailam Dami. So Mela, it doesn't blibe an Ayel Mafsik. But now, the Riv is not clear, he doesn't explain clearly what he holds about kinaifis, it's not a sara. The Ramban Emzon, that he holds that kinaifis, it's not a sara, does passel. And al karchach yasi mechalit between kvi and not. Like the Gemara says. Now, the Dva holds this kula, that since we all chipu elam lavka elam dami, so mele, any time you don't have a gag, even if it's gavaya sara, even if it's kvi, it's okay. Mashenka, when you have a gag, then it depends. If it's kvi, so even if it's not a sara, it's no good. And if it's loy kvi, so there you have Shmuel, that met mutalishin tachas kila besuk, as long as it's not kvi yud. But that's because it's not kvi. But all this is not mefurish in the Rif. The Rambam is klar that he held that kinaifis also needs kvi asara. The Rav Magid learns also that the Rif holds that even kavua needs 10 tvachim. And the Magen Mishnah says that it's also totally on the same thing, that if you hold Shippur El Maaf Koilam Dami Behecha can hold this Breisa, so you don't hold the other Chiddush of the Breisa, that Kinaifis that's less than 10 tvachim is no good, as long as it's Kvi. The Bissel Shver, why should one be totally, why should the din of a slanty roof be totally on the din of less than 10 tvachim, that's Kavua? That's what it says in the Magen Mishnah. Taisis, who holds, like we said, like Rav Yishayinim, like we paskin, that even, like the sugya says, that by naklitin, if it's kavua, and even without a gag, it's no good if it's ten tvachim, he says that even though the Gemara paskins later, shibur el maf kailam dami, but that's midaraisa. This whole sugya is midarabanan, that when it's kavua, then the rabbanan will geyser if you have one of the two, either a gag or ten tvachim. When it's not kavua, then the ukman deraisa, that's only a ayo when it has both a gag and ten tvachim. Now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hidla las a gefen ves a dlas ves a kisus. If you put the vines on the sukkah, v'sicha gaba, and you put schach on top, sula. If there's more schach kosher than vines, aisha katatzan, or you cut the vines and you made them talush, ksheira, it's kosher. And the Gemara has a machlekes if katatzan alone makes it kosher. That's what Rav holds. And Shmuel holds that no, even after you cut it, it's still possible because tasav leimena asui. Because when you first put it down, it was possible. So it doesn't become kosher unless you do a maisa with the gufa schach. Yitzarech l'naneya. And Rav holds, kisas and zoe asiyasan, that's called a maisa by cutting it off and making it kosher, it's called a maisa. The Gemara shtel suda machlaikis by tzitzis. That's a sugya. So the Rishonim, the Ran earlier, the Ritva here, brings down the Rabbeinu Tam, that's medayik in the Mishnah like this. He understood the Mishnah. Hidla alea means that you put on the makam of the sukkah. In other words, you don't have any schach yet. Hidla alea segeveves akisas as at last means that you first put vines on. And after that, v'sichach al gaba. After that, you put schach after the vines. That's psula. Because the vines were there first, so the sukkah was a pasul sukkah. And now, you put schach on, that's pasul. Now, Shankin, if you first put the schach down, and then you put the vines on top of the schach, if you sichach, v'achach hidla alea, that's kosher. Because since the schach is sulsim ruba michamasa, so then, even putting the vines doesn't make it possible. And that's Rabbeinu Tam l'shitas we had earlier, that piris l'asadim ne'achama is kosher. The time it's possible is if you need the sadim to keep it, that it should be considered chamas rumu mitzilasa. Now without the sadim, it would dry out and would become chamas rumu mitzilasa. But stamaza, when you have the sadim there, it's kosher. So here also, when you put the vines on top of the sukkah, it will be kosher. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? The pshat in the Mishnah is that you first put the vines, and then you put the schach, then it's pasul. Yes, you have raiv schach, or you got it, son, so then you're being machshir it. But otherwise, it's pasul, even though the schach is still smrub mechamasa, because since the pasul was there first, and that's also tzlah smrub mechamasa, that's pasul. This is what the Yishayim bring from Rabbeinu Tam. And the Yishayim say it's not the pshat in the Mishnah. The pshat in the Mishnah is two cases. Hidla leh means hidla on the schach. Hidla on the schach, Gefen Kisus. That's one case. And the second case is that you had it v'sichach al gaba. It's two cases. Rabbeinu Tam learns it's one case. Hidla alea means on the makam of the sukkah. On nothing. On the walls of the sukkah. You had these vines, and then you masachach on top of these vines. That's possible. But if you do the schach first and then the vines, then it's kosher. And the Rishonim say, no. Hidla alea means you have schach and you put this on the schach. V'sichach al gaba is another case where you have the vines, and you put the schach on the vines. Either one is possible. Now the Ritva says, it's a peller Rabbeinu Tam Zokta. Because the violin in this Mishnah was not talking about sichach as harbe mehet. The violin were not discussing that it was sichach harbe mehet. But tied in the Ritva, simemela, the schach is the cham tzuru mitzilsa. It's not ruba from the chavile, from the gef and the las and kisus. It's not ruba from the gef and the las and kisus. So the schach is also cham tzuru mitzilasa. If the schach is cham tzuru mitzilasa, and it's not roiv over the part that's mechuber, avad it's possible either way. Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush is when the schach is tzilasa meruba. When the schach is tzilasa meruba, Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush is when you have schach tzilasa meruba, there's no way you could passel that schach. Even if you put on schach passel at tzilasa meruba, it doesn't passel. So there, and Rabbeinu Tam is qualifying his chiddush that if you first have the schach pasul, then attacker pasuls, even though you put now schach kosher, which is tzilasa meruba. Factor it well, that's not the case in the Mishnah. The case is not talking about when the schach is tzilasa meruba. The case is talking about the vayla schach is not rabba Allah. You don't have rayiv. So that means that the schach is chamasa meruba. So that you also mask him as pasul either way. So Al-Karach the Diyak doesn't exist. Al-Karach doesn't make a difference which one comes first, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, because the schach is chamasa meruba. Then the case of sichach rabba man means when you have chavata, so then it works. When you have roiv of the schach, roiv of schach kosher, and like the Gemara said earlier, it's from a chavata, and you mixed it together, like we gave a hosha earlier to explain why chavata works, or katzitzan, where the other pshah, the whole thing becomes kosher, then it's kosher. But in the Reisha, when you don't have Reiv of the Schach Kosher, Sekundus, you don't have Tzilsim Ruba of the Schach Kosher, even according to Ben Atam, it has to be possible either way. That's the Kasha that Dvar asked in Ben Atam's Diyak on the Mishnah. Tainit, the Pnei Yeshua, and the Karban Asanel, they don't understand the Dvar. Why can't we learn up the Reisha of the Mishnah talking about that is Tzilsim Ruba? That the Schach Kosher was Tzilsim Ruba. And the Schach Pasul is also Tzilsim Ruba. So it's not Roiv. You have more Schach Pasul than Schach Kosher, but the Schach Pasul is Tzilsim Ruba, and the Schach Kosher is also Tzilsim Ruba. So then it depends. If there's more Schach Pasul than Schach Kosher, if the Schach Kosher is first and it's Tzilsim Ruba, then the Sukkah is Kosher. That's why the Mishnah Dafka says Hidlal Asagef and Dafka when the Schach Pasul is first. The Schach Pasul is first, and it's also Tzilsim Ruba. That Pasul is the whole Sukkah. Now the Schach Kosher can't be Machshir. Unless the Schach Kosher is more than the Schach Pasul, and like we had earlier, that was Chavatan, it becomes Batul, or Shekatzitzin. So what's the Ritva's Kasha? Why is Ritva assuming that the Reisha has to be talking about that the Schach Kosher is Chamas Ruba because it's not Roiv over the Schach Pasul? Maybe both the Schach Kosher and the Schach Pasul are Tzilsim Ruba. Mel is good there, Rabbeinu Tam. Shtarka Kasha on the Ritva. Tainin the Svas Emes, that's impossible. So Hashem says, you learn the Gemara early in the Afyir HaMidbeis. That's the Midbeis. And the Gemara is Mavura like this. That when the Ilan is Tzilsim Ruba, nothing works. Even Chavata, even everything, nothing works. Even if you have Reiv, Schach, Kosher, even if you have Chavata. When the Ilan is Chamasim Ruba, then the Gemara had a Kasha, Mitzdayar, Schach, Basel, Badi, Schach, Kosher. And then the Gemara said that Chavata works, and it's Machshirit. But it's Mashma if the Ilan was Tzilsim Ruba, then there's a chesar no matter what. And that's how it's brought in Lalach in the Paiskim. That's how the Paiskim start in Tafresh Chavav. If the Ilan is Tzilsim Ruba, that's definitely a problem. If the Ilan is Chamasim Ruba, then we have 2 days. We have Rabbeinu Tam, that it's only a problem if the Schach is not Tzilsim Ruba on its own steam. And we have the Riva and the Ravya, that it's a problem no matter what, because the Schach on the top is Mevata, the Schach on the bottom. But that's all when the Ilan is Chamasim Ruba. When the Ilan is Tzilsim Ruba, then it's a problem no matter what. So Al Karchach here also, if you want to say when the Schach Rabba Lein makes it kosher, Behechrich, the case of Hidl Es Agefes and Lais Vesakisus, means that it's Chamasim Ruba. I was saying, Sik Shvei, the Ritva's Kasher and Ebein Etam. So what's Pshat? If we're talking about Chamasim Ruba, so then Itaka doesn't make a difference which one's first. By Chamasim Ruba, you always have the problem with Star of Schach Pasol about the Schach Kasher. So it's Vayit Dishrei and Ebein Etam. Manavshach. If it's Chamasim Ruba, the Schach Kasher, so Elam, are you going to tell me the Schach Pasul is also Tzilsim Ruba? So why does Sichach Rabba Lein work? When the Schach Pasul is Tzilsim Ruba, the Sugya before is Mavur, when the Ilan is Tzilsim Ruba, it's a problem no matter what. And Elam, are you going to have to learn that we're talking about that the Schach Pasul is Chamasim Ruba? So if the Schach Kasher is not Raiv, it's also Chamasim Ruba. So Vaita wouldn't make a difference which one's first. But to answer the Rabbeinu Tam, and to fanf again the Pnei Yeshua and the Karban Asanel, the emphasis is not so clear. Why attack if the Ilan is Tzilsim Ruba, it doesn't work when you have Reiv and Chavata? It's really not so clear. Why not? What's the difference if the Schach Pasul is Tzilsim Ruba? If you have Reiv, Schach Kosher, and you have Chavata, why shouldn't that work? So the emphasis is you could learn that it's Dafka by Ilan because the Ilan came first, like the Marashah says there. When the Ilan comes first, so it's a problem when the Ilan is Tzilsim Ruba, no matter what. Gufa, it's Taka Dafka because the Ilan came first. If the Ilan wouldn't have come first, it doesn't matter that Tzilsim Ruba. As long as you have Schach that Tzilsim Ruba, then nothing could passel it, even the Ilan. But Fiza, it's very good there, Rabbeinu Tam. It's very good the Pnei Yeshua and Karban Asanel Teretz. We're talking about here that the Schach is Tzilsim Ruba, and the Schach passel, the Gef and the last Kisas, is also Tzilsim Ruba. But, and that's why, since they come first, so Mel the Tzilsim Ruba, the Schach doesn't work. And that's why it doesn't work by the Ilan, if the Ilan, which is Tzilsim Ruba, comes first. And ain't a chenami, but Ilan Gufa, if you put Schach first, and then let's say like you pushed away the branches of the Ilan, and you put the Schach on first, and then you brought the Ilan, so Ataka would work, Ataka wouldn't be a problem. That's what a Mashal learns. Or you could learn, like other Achreinim say, the Beis Meir and the Pnei Yeshua, and the Stipla, that a Ilan, which is a Dova Kavua, has a Torah Schach, and the Psul is not Mitzdarv Schach Pasul by the Schach Kosher, the Psul is Shtei Schaches. That even though you have a Tzilsim Ruba of the Schach Kosher, And even if you have Rav, and even Chavata, it all doesn't help. Since the Ilan is a Davar Kavua, so it's called Shtei Schachas, it's called the Sukkah Tachas Ilan. Mashenkin L'mashal by the Pirish L'Hassan Ne'achama, like we talked about, where there the Pshat is, it's not a Davar Kavua. So it doesn't get a din of Shtei Schachas. It doesn't get a din of Shtei Schachas. And Memela, it only be passed lots of Mestayim Schach Basel by the Schach Kasher. And that you won't have as long as you have the Schach Kasher of the Sukkah that's there first. That's Lassa Meruba. So you could say the same thing here. This Hidlal Lassa Gethin, this Akisus is at last, even though they're Mechubah, but they're not Kavua, that's not where they belong. Fakir, you went and you pushed it on. You Hidlal Lam. You put it on there. So it's not Kavua at all. So Mela wouldn't have a din of a Sukkah Tachas Ilan. It wouldn't have a din of Shtei Schachas because it's not Kavua. The Mele, you can learn the Mishnah is talking about Tzilsim Ruba, and even though it's Tzilsim Ruba, it's still Kasher if you have Rav Schach Kasher, because the Schach Kasher is also Tzilsim Ruba, and it'll still be Maksha, even though by Elon it can't be Kasher when you have Rav Schach Kasher. That's because the Elon is a Davar Kavua, so it'll blive Shtei Schachas, my Shaken here, which is not a Davar Kavua, it won't blive Shtei Schachas, so it'll be Kasher. Nachen, we mentioned in the previous year also the Shittas HaRambam. The Shittas HaRambam says that Chavata means to cut him off. So here also, when you want to be maksha, when the sichach is rabba aleihem, it's dafka when you cut it off. So Rashi's matmiya. Rashi earlier on daf tesamid beis is matmiya that it says aisha katzitzon. Vayis sichach rabba aleihem is without katzitzon, without cutting it off. How could you say the chavata means to cut it off? This mishnah is mavur that it's kasher when you have sichach rabba aleihem without cutting it off. So it's Mefurish here in the Rambam in Pirish Mishnais, and this is what the Rambam in the Yad says, that the Mishnah means like this, Emhaya Sichach Rabba Lein, then it works if you cut it off. That's Vuhu Shechavtam, like the Gemara says earlier. Vuhu Shechavtam does not mean to mix it together, according to the Rambam, it means to cut it off. If you don't cut off the Schach, it's possible, even though you have the Schach Kasher, it's Rabba Lein, even when it's mixed together. Aisha Katzitzen means, you are Katzitzen and you are Menaneah. In other words, if you have Sichach Rabba Lein, then it works without Ninua. As long as you have Rav Schach, then it's not a problem of Tasav Leimana Asuy, and it works without Nanua. And if you don't have Rav Schach, if you have Rav of the Schach Pasul, then the Katsum works together with Nanua. Even though it's very sussim in the Mishnah doesn't read ice. That Sichach Rabba Lein only works with Ktsitsa, and Ktsitsa only works with Ninua. Lechayr the Mishnah will be very sussim. Good. Oh, but that's what's written in the Mishnah. That's how the Rambam learns the Pirish Mishnais. Amal Mishnah is very sussim. Amal Mishnah doesn't say clearly what it means. But this is what it means. Sichach Rabba Lein works, like the Gemara said earlier, only by Chavata, which means to make it talosh to makshir it. And the reason why you need Sichach Rabba Lein is Pashat al Tasav Lein Min Asui. Otherwise, it'll be a problem of Tasav Lein Min Asui. Aisha Katzin Ksheir means Dafka with Nanua. So the Shara Melech asks, that's very good according to Shmuel, that holds you need Nanua. But according to Rav, it holds you don't need Nanua. How are you going to learn Pshat in the Mishnah? If Sichach Rabba Lein means Dafka with Chavata, which means, according to the Rambam, to cut it off, so what's Aisha Katzitzen? Aisha Katzitzen Ksheira is without Nanua. So when do you need Sichach Rabba Lein? If you cut it off, it's good without Nanua. And if you didn't cut it off, the Rambam says that Chavata means to cut it off. You have to Dafka cut it off. So the Stipler writes that he found the good Teretz in the Yafei and Ayim. The Feinayim Adaf Tes says that the Yushalmi says that Rav holds, even if you don't need Nanua, that's Stafka when Metchila you planning on cutting it off. If you were not Metchila planning on cutting it off, Rav is maskim that that's called Tasav Leimana Asui. It's because you are planning on cutting it off, that's called an Asiyah Bekat Behechshir. So according to the Rambam, according to Yushalmi, you can learn like this. If Sichach Rabba Lein, that would work even if you were never planning on cutting it off. So now that you cut it off and you have Sichach Rabba Lein, that works. Because it's not a problem with Tasav Masu because you have Rav Schach. And Aisha Katsa means it works if you were originally planning on cutting it off. Either way, he says the Mishnah, the other way is also very sasim. So the Mishnah is very sasim, but that's a pshat. As long as you have a thing that Rav also needs, a tnai that Rav also needs, that Ksitz alone is not enough, you could say what Aisha Katsa means when you have Yen tnai. Like the Yishalmi says the Tanai that has to Metchila, you were planning on cutting it off. And Sichach Rabba Lein means when you don't have the Tanai, you take a cut it off, that's Chavata. Nimi Chavata means you have to cut it off. But you don't have the Tanai, it wouldn't be a problem with Tasim and Asa, but it still works because of Sichach Rabba Lein. Stipe Shtelzach, what's Takab Shat in the Rambam? If the Rambam holds that Bittul doesn't help, that even though you have Rav Schach Kosher, Mit Schach Basel, it's still a problem. So what's Taka Pshan that when by Chavatam, when you cut it off, it Taka works and now it's Batel? Mashayin came, when it's still Mechuber, then it doesn't work. What's the difference? What's the difference when it's Mechuber, you say that it's not Batel, and when you cut off, you say it's Batel? Either way, it's Basel. So what's an Afkimina if it's Mechuber or not? So he brings to the Shai Melech, who brings from the Rabbi Yoel Mizrahi, that says that the Mechuber can't become Batel. Mechuber is Chashiv, it can't become Batel Barev. That's why you need Chavati, you have to cut it off, you have to make it Ois Mechuber. When it's Mechuber, it never can become Batel Barev. When it's not Mechuber, so then it becomes Batel Barev. It's only Psalm Tashlam and Asa, it can become Batel Barev because it's not Mechuber anymore. But the Stipe Tain is that the Rambam and Yad is Mefurish is by Upsulim. The Rambam and there in Alacha Yad Gimel, he says, "Irv davish mesachem, irv davish mesachem, v'sich b'shneim, af b'shakashu Yisrael pasul psula." Smash all psulim is that way, not just mechuber. Even davra makabel tuma, v'davish engdulei mina aretz. And he says, "Rav Avraham and Rambam says that mefurish." So, Vaita, what's the chilik between the psul of mechuber or other psulim and the psul of tasavim and asli? Hazak the stipel, you have to say like this: if the schach is pasul bats musai. So that remains possible no matter what. Even if you have Rav, even if you have Erev, it's possible. The Schach is possible, doesn't become Kasher. It's there's the Sukkah. Now, Shenke, when you have Chavatim, which according to the Ram means that you cut it off so it's not possible, the only problem is Tashvim and Asli. Tashvim and Asli is totally on Rav. The din is you have to be Tashvim, you have to make the Sukkah. If you made Rav of the Sukkah, that's cool, you made the Sukkah. Aye, part of the Sukkah you didn't make, it was Mina Asli, that's okay. As long as you have Rav, that's not Mina Asli, Rav is Tasa. That's called Tasa for the whole Sukkah. The din of Tasa Mina Asli depends on Rav. If Rav of the Sukkah is Tasa, that's called the Sukkah is Tasa, Vlay Mina Asli. If the Schach is Pasul Betzim, is no, it could become Kasher. But if right now it's Kasher, the only problem is it's Tasa, Vlay Mina Asli. Tasa Mina Asli is a din that it doesn't, the Sukkah has to be Tasa. Then the whole Sukkah will Chalalius. As long as Rav of the Sukkah is Tasa, that's good enough. That's why Sikh Rambalan. And the other part is now kosher. It's just Hasavim and Asi. That's good. The stipel is also Mesa for another Nakuda. So, Kumtai Safi the Rambam that when you have Schach Pasul, even if Schach Kosher is Silsimu Mechamas on its own, and even when you have that it's mixed together, it's still, it always passes the Sukkah. The only time it's kosher is if it becomes kosher, and the only problem is Hasavim and Asi, then it's kosher. So, Kumtai, if you have it's one drop of Schach Pasul on your Sukkah, so now your whole sukkah is pasul. So he says, Avadanah. The Rambam is masking that the Yisayda is mitzdarev schach pasul by the schach kosher. The Yisayda davar is the place where the schach pasul is, that can't be counted for the heksha sukkah. That place can't be counted for the heksha sukkah. Even if the schach kosher on its own would be tzilsim ruba, but since the schach pasul is ma'uriv with it, all the places where the schach pasul is ma'uriv becomes pasul. The schach that's above, directly above and directly below the schach pasul can't be machshir the sukkah. But the other schach avada could. If you don't have so much schach pasul here, and you have enough schach kosher that even if you would take out the entire places where the schach pasul is, the sukkah still be tzilsim ruba, avada that would be kosher even according to the Rambam. Amamus is only pasuling when you have schach pasul, it's mistarev schach kosher v'adich schach pasul. Just the Rambam doesn't hold of the heter of Ma'ariv. Even when you're Ma'ariv, you still have the schach pasul, still shteres. You need dafka chavtam, which he learns means katzis, and to make it kosher.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.